Stormwatch with Chip Merriweather.
Good day, everyone. Scoops Djokovic here. Chip has been given the day off. My God, he's been segueing his way through the last few weeks. Quite extraordinarily done. Well done, my boy. If I had hands, I would clap. Yes, I'm here, back at it, after a very lengthy hiatus. What's that? Sorry, hiatus of broken jaws, a dalliance with Annette, and recovering from what I've been told is a global pandemic. Granted, between you and I, I'm pretty sure Chip had the COVID and used my jar as a Kleenex receptacle. Nonetheless, we battle through, as does your storm, through what has been another exciting season within the Wispamool. This last game saw the Orangemen facing the playlisters themselves, those lads that crew together, brew together, for the season finale for both teams. According to those eggheads that are interested in such things as statistics and standings, this game could mean a lot to both squads. With a victory, the Storm would move into first place ahead of the A's! Sorry, I had to take my time there. And if the Barley Boys pulled out a win, they would leap into fourth place, meaning better seeding in the playoffs, and who doesn't like better seeding? However, to quote the only man who starred in both a soap opera and was a pop sensation, that's right, Rick Springfield, the point was probably moot, as the A's take on the Beulahs later this week and can nail down first place with a win. However, a game must be played, and it was. The Stormies started strong, some may say too strong, scoring four in the first, based around two over-the-fences by BK and the Bob. That was a show in the 80s, was it not? A truck driver and a chimp? Not sure. Those two Mr. Simpsons would stand for quite a while, as that motley crew wouldn't hit one until the sixth. And speaking of sixth, lovely Chip segue there. The motley crew kick-started their hearts with a max six in the first, with some solid hit it where they ain't hitting. End of the first, crew six, storm four. Top O the second saw the tank engine help his own pitching cause by nailing a triple to the wall, only to be driven in by the spaceman with a solid single to his favorite field. Big Daddy D matched the tank's three-bagger, and the pylons cashed in three to retake the lead. Some solid D and some pinpoint lobbing of the ball by the tank held the malted ones to a solid zero calories. Very tasty, but low calories. 7-6, Storm. In the third, the game started, like my fourth wife's cold, dry heart, to open up a bit. With seven straight hits, the Homme d'Orange cashed in the max, and despite the Bob becoming the sacrificial lamb having to play third base due to roster shortages, your lads in tight pants kept the brown bottles to just three runs. Storm remain ahead, 13-9. In the fourth, would see each team swap. Insert your own joke here. A pair of runs with the Bob still being picked on at third, and Rick O'Shea forgetting what a routine double play looks like. Storm 14, crew 11. To the fifth we can go, and a unfortunate series of events was starting to ka-place. Hindered by their too early Mr. Simpsons, Big Daddy D was suffering from what can only be medically called overt whiffitis. In layman's terms, swinging and really missing the ball. Previous innings saw huge individual examples of overt whiffitis, but in the fifth, Big Daddy D became Big Daddy K. A sight even rarer than hearing the mating squeals of the North American Fisher. See link. This mighty Casey seemed to throw off the following batters, leaving the Storm plating only a single, whilst the Shotgunners plated another deuce to make the game a tight one. Storm barely holding on, 16-13. The sixth saw some interesting defensive maneuvers by the Orange infield. A soft roller up the first baseline saw the tank engine chug his way over to the line, snag the ball, and run around the spaceman to beat the runner to first, the very rare one-to-one putout. This was not the first creative play involving the spaceman, as earlier he juggled the ball on his glove almost all the way over to second base before flipping an underhanded lame duck to BK covering second, only to have that duck pop out of the glove and lie quite dead on the dirt, leaving the runner safe. Our lads would squeeze out a threesome, insert your own joke here, to pad their lead while holding the crew to a single run. 19-14, Storm heading to the seventh. The seventh, for your occluded one, saw Rick O'Shea leg out a double, and Big Daddy K redeem himself with a very angry home run. The ball could be heard screaming in fear as it disappeared into the inky night. Scoring four and being up nine going into the bottom of the seventh, the Storm felt they had a strong leg to stand on for victory. However, the crew felt differently about that leg, as they did their best to take out the tank engine's leg. A hard line shot up the middle saw the ball careen off the tank's right leg. His teammates' concern for his well-being, as he lied on the ground like a premier soccer player, was so overwhelming they didn't play the ball until the batter had reached first base. Well, with a lot of intestinal fortitude, and I'm sure even more Tylenol once he got home, the tank carried on, and the Storm shut down the crew to only 3 runs, cementing a victory and a very solid season. Final score, 23-17. The question is, will the A's pull out a victory over the Buellers to take first? Only time will tell, and we know with the A's, time is always a factor. This has been Scoops Djokovic, Intrepid Sports Reporter.
Storm Watch with Chip Merriweather.